Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo-ho-ho-ho-ho! It is a Friday night, Friday evening, and this is the Odd Couple. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We will do it live, Bill.
I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Yes, sir. And, man, what a big show we have for you today.
Woo-hoo!
And filling in for the ever vacationing Chris Broussard is none other than Ephraim Salaam, the former offensive lineman and current Fox Sports Radio weekend host. And coming up on the show, Plaxico Burress will join us in the first hour. Tyler Dragon from USA Today, he's an NFL reporter. He'll join us in the second hour. And Mark Medina, the Funky Cole Medina, the NBA writer for NBA.com, he joins us in the final hour. So we got a great show for you today. And let me welcome in my co-host for the night, the evening, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, Ephraim?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm good. It feels weird to be here co-hosting with you.
It's always with Chris.
Yeah, I'm always with Chris because, as we know, you on your world tour. Like, you're everywhere, man.
I know. You know what, Ephraim? What a summer it's been. And somebody asked me, said, you're never in L.A. I thought you love L.A. And I said, the thing is, when you come back east, you got to come back east during the summer. In L.A., the rest of the year, I'm good. Do you know what I mean? The weather's great. I'm not going to Detroit in November or New York in December. You know, if I'm going to go, I'm going to come now when the weather's great. And I've been bouncing all around. And Ephraim, today I went to the Jackie Robinson Museum. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But, man, put that on your list the next time you're in New York with the kids.
All right.
It is definitely worthwhile, so we'll get into that as well. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Ryan B. is filling in for Rob G. as producer. I like that, Rob G., Ryan B. And Alex, of course, is our able-bodied engineer. What's up, Alex?
Just able-bodied?
Yeah, okay. Our talented, super talented engineer. How's
that's
that?
That's much better. Thank you.
All right. There you go.
Able-bodied.
Yes. Able-bodied. Right. And, of course, it's a Friday. That means Steve DeSager's working.
Steve.
So Steve is at the anchor desk, and he'll keep us updated throughout the rest of the program. And this is a great day, Ephraim, for you to be here because, you know, it's funny. I just wrote a column about Tom Brady and this guy not being in camp, and I started to wonder, is this where, you know, he was retired, came back, his wife had booked some vacation and said, no, you're going on this, and the Buccaneers are acting like, well, you know, this is kind of personal, and they're being secretive about it, you know, and all these rumors are coming out. And then today, here's stuff, rumors coming out that Tom Brady is taping The Masked Singer, and that's why he's missing his time with the team. And Ephraim, I'm going to let you go first, because you already know that I think this is ridiculous. And this is part of the thing. If you're not going to commit all the way to football, and I get it, 45 years old, he's been doing this, what, 22 seasons, about to be 23 or whatever it is, and you don't want to come to training camp. When you get to that point, you should retire if that's really what you're doing. But what do you think about, A, them allowing him to be away from the team this long? He hasn't been with the team since August 11th, and they're non-committal on when exactly he'll be back. What's your take on Brady's absence?
When I first heard this, I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's Tom Brady doing this thing. But the more and more I read about it, and as you so eloquently displayed what's happening or what possibly could be happening, now I'm like, and I played 13 years. I gave everything I had while I was playing.
You didn't
football.
Miss any training camps. I bet you didn't.
No. And football is the type of game where you have to be all in. All right. You can get yourself hurt, and it's easier for you to let your team down if you're not all in. If this is the case and Tom Brady is missing all of this time away from team to be on The Masked Singer, then it's disrespectful to the game and it's disrespectful to his team. Training camp is hard. It's hard for a reason. It's less difficult than it used to be when Tom and myself, we first came into the league. But it's still hard, and it's that way for a reason, because it's to prepare you for the grind of the season. Tom Brady's played a million years. He's 50 years old almost. He knows what that grind entails. So some may say, well, he knows what it takes to be ready. Tom is going to be ready. This is not a Tom issue that I have. As the face of the franchise, one of the faces of the league, the issue I have is this is a football thing. Right? It's a commitment thing. You can't half commit to playing professional football or any professional sport.
You know what? I love what you just said. I remember when Pat Riley was coaching the Knicks. And I to this day, Ephraim, I'm not lying to you. You know, I was married, I'm divorced, whatever. And I said this to my wife once. I did. And I said, I quoted Pat Riley, either you're in or you're out.
You said that to your wife?
I did. She was and like, apparently she said,
well,
I'm out.
Well, she was like, I'm out.
She said, I'm out. Which is fine. But you get my point.
I guess.
You
yes,
gotta
I do.
Be, you got to be in.
It's not fair to those guys in the locker room. It's
thank
not.
You. There's 52 other guys trying to make the roster, and the head of the snake, the leader of the franchise, the face of the organization is gone, and nobody knows what's going on, and the coach is non-committal. Originally, they said Ephraim, he would be back after the second preseason game, which is, what is that, tonight, right, against the Panthers. So he was supposed to be back Monday. They talked to Todd Bowles, the new coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. He said, we'll see. I don't have a time frame. What? You don't have a time frame? The season's about to start in 2.5 weeks. What do you mean you don't have a time frame?
Yeah, it to me, everything that's transpired, including the leaked things from, or not leaked, but the things that came from Miami and the tampering charges, it seemed like Tom Brady was trying to put a plan in place that didn't go well. So he comes back to the league, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's committed to do other things because he did retire. He wasn't done. After Tom's last game, I was like, it's no way that's the last time we see Tom Brady. That's what I felt.
Right.
Then Adam Schefter preemptively broke the story, and it was everywhere. You know, a week later, he came out and retired. Still didn't feel right to me. Playing that well, losing the way he did, it just didn't feel like this was the end of Tom's story. Lo and behold, a few months later, he's back in the league. Those, you know, things that he had said he would do, whether it be the Masked Singer, go on vacation, whatever that is, those didn't change, which normally you would do. You would be like, okay, everything else falls to the wayside. It's training camp. I'm gearing myself up mentally, not only just physically, but mentally for the season. I don't care how old you are and how long you play. If you start playing with the way you prepare mentally in football, that's a great way to fall off the cliff.
Yep, and get hurt out there. You
absolutely
know that. You can't be half-baked in the NFL. And I, Ephraim, I just can't believe – I'm going to tell you what I think, because there was even some floated out there that maybe his mom or somebody was sick, you know what I mean, in the family, and that's why the coach said personal reasons. But he said that it was scheduled, so I don't think it could be – that because the last time I think wasn't Brady in the Super Bowl and his mom was sick or having some and they announced it. Give him his space, give the family, hey, he's dealing with his mom. You know what I mean? And I think you put that to bed if it's something like that. Nobody's asking about it. Nobody's hounding them. Nobody's trying to break his story, right? Because he's handling some personal business. And once you say someone's sick in the family, we get it. Okay. But now for this to come out that it may be the Masked Singer, and we know he signed this big $375 million deal with Fox, right?
Yes.
Hadn't started yet as far as him doing color. He has to retire, but maybe there are other triggers and other things in there, and maybe this was a commitment, and when he talked to the Bucks, he said, hey, it's either, you know, that. I think it's a family vacation. That's what I think it is. I could just picture Tom Brady with some Uggs on and cut-off sweatpants, shorts, and he's dancing to Mamma Mia. You know what I mean? That's the ugly side I have of Tom Brady on vacation.
Whatever it is, it's a reflection on how he's going into this season. You don't schedule family vacations during training camp. I don't care who you are. Look at all of the great players that played this. I'm talking about the great, hands down, the Jerry Rices, right?
Right.
The Montanas, the greats, the Emmitts, Walters, right? Jim Browns. The level of disrespect and the cavalier attitude towards preparing for the season this year for with the Bucks, it just seems disrespectful to the really to the guys in the locker room.
Right. Those guys.
There's some new guys. They got new receivers. They got guys, a new offensive line, all kinds of things.
And they're not getting any work with Brady.
Nah.
And I don't know how Todd Bowles could justify that other than
what could he do?
They're beholden to Tom Brady because he won him a Super Bowl.
There's nothing they could do.
They don't want to offend him, right? Oh, my, he's NFL royalty. But there's got to be a sense for a coach to say there's no timetable for him to return. I find that to be embarrassing, Ephraim. Embarrassing for Todd Bowles to have to stand up there and say that.
Well, of course. And remember how Todd Bowles got the job. Right?
Yes.
He was gifted the job.
And let me tell you this. I still believe, and I have no evidence of this, Arians and Brady had a little rift, too.
Yes,
and
yep.
When he retired, and then all of a sudden, Arians retired out of nowhere. Would you agree with me? Out of nowhere.
100% out of nowhere.
And then all of a sudden, Tom Brady was coming back. I think there could be a link there. I mean, they said to Arians, you could have a job upstairs, still be getting paid, you know what I mean, and spin it that you is too much for you and all that. I didn't see Bruce Arians, especially since he just won a Super Bowl, right, and had a chance to get back at least to the NFC Championship game, right? Had it not been.
Yes.
I mean, so we weren't that far away, and then you retire? I thought that was fishy.
Yeah, to me, things aren't, well, they're adding up now. They didn't fit into place prior, but they're adding up now, and I just don't like it for someone who dedicated a large portion of his life to playing in the NFL just to see the approach that's happening, right? You got to go, and you got to – if you want to go away, then go away. If you want to play, then come play, and you have to abide by the rules set that everybody else – you think the second-string receiver could go on a family vacation right now?
No. You would be cut and never be picked up by anybody else because they would say you're not committed. And then people who will make excuses, well, Brady's 45. He's trying
matter.
To save his body.
Commitment
no.
is commitment.
You're right.
I'm 46 years old. I've been married 16 years, been with my wife 19 years. I can't go in there tomorrow or tonight and be like, look, we've been together 16 years. I want to, you know, go do this. Like, if I'm committed, I'm committed.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Let's talk about Jacoby Brissett. We just talked about it. Tell me, Ephraim, give me your scouting report because you're high on him. You think he's pretty good. And why the disrespect? Why do the Browns really – I mean, they signed him, right, to be the backup.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
usually you're only as good as your backup quarterback. And supposedly the Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, reported that if it was just six games, they go with Jacoby Brissett. If it was going to be a suspension of more than six games, that they would look into getting Jimmy Garoppolo. So what do you make of this?
Number one, you have to realize how the league works and how people view you in the league. Right? Jacoby Brissett is viewed as a backup, a serviceable backup. He's had opportunities to start. He's played well, but not well enough. So once you get a few opportunities to start and then you go to a team as a backup, or you come from a team as a backup and get an opportunity to start and then you're relegated back to being a backup, that's who you are in the NFL. Now for Jacoby, does he feel disrespected? No, because he understands the moment he's in right now because he's been in the league for a minute. He understands no matter what they feel about me right now, I'm the starting quarterback of this team for at least 11 weeks as it stands now.
Right.
If something happens later, then that's what happens. So he views it as an opportunity. Can I convince enough people, not the Browns, their quarterback is locked in.
They gave him
really
230, right.
You couldn't get more locked in,
right?
You know, as a NFL player. So he's taking this opportunity. If I can somehow, with this talent that we have on this Browns team, make them viable contenders to winning the division and get them to a point where Deshaun Watson can come in, if they choose to do that, and we can make it to the playoffs, I'll get an opportunity. That's more valuable than anything. Because
right.
Now he'll get another opportunity to start. Now he's taking himself from the backup category and put back into, okay, he's a serviceable starter. That's now, how he's looking at it.
Now, Ephraim, okay, so if you look at the schedule –
yeah.
For the Browns, it's easier in the beginning, right? The first mm-hmm. six games, and then it gets really hard. If you look
tough,
at the next
man.
Six games, it's against really good teams. I contend that it's not about the tougher games, it's about the easier games.
You got to win them all. You got to win them good.
Am I right?
You're
because
right.
Because the tougher games, you hope that you could split. You're not going to go 6-0 and any no kind of idea of that. But if you go 1-5 against a bad team, your season's over. Am I right? That's the scary part.
That is the scary part. Yes.
Is that why the Browns are so afraid of doing this? Because if Jacoby's not good, and they lose games against some teams that they're supposed to win and probably would have won with Deshaun, that's why they look at Jimmy G. And then I guess I'm asking you that. And your gut to, will they pull the trigger on Jimmy G? They have made a mess of the quarterback thing.
Yeah.
They should have traded Baker Mayfield before the Deshaun thing, so nobody knew it was coming. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
They should have moved him and got the best they could. They botched that. Then Deshaun, then, you know, the suspension, and now they're looking for another quarterback.
This is why I don't think they're going to do the Jimmy G thing.
Okay.
Some of what you just said, it's been a horror show, especially in the quarterback room.
It really has.
It's been too much. They're recovering. They're healing right now, right? They're bandaged up, and they're like, whew, all right? Is the tough part over? What you don't want to do when you're healing and start picking at the scab.
Right.
If Jimmy G comes in and has something to prove, and he sets the world on fire,
uh-oh.
Right? Listen to me now. We get to week 11. They're 9-2. We have a problem. There's a real bona fide problem now. Because that'll be almost 2 years where Deshaun Watson hasn't played any football. We saw what he looked like in that first preseason game. Good Lord. It's not pretty. Football is not something you can sit at home away from and come back in and be great. No matter how much talent you have. There's a period of adjustment that you need, especially at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
If those Browns fans think when Deshaun Watson hits the field, everything is going to be cupcakes and butterflies, they got to look here, man. The brother didn't play all last year.
Did you see that the one preseason game?
Unbelievable.
It was not pretty.
Not even close. But that just goes to show how much work he needs. He needs to be tuned back up. And when he's suspended, there's no practice, there's no meetings, there's no anything.
Right.
Right?
Come to the facility. We'll see you in 11 weeks.
He could be in Arizona in a yurt taking ayahuasca, wherever Aaron Rodgers went. Right? So if they bring in someone like Jimmy G and Jimmy catches fire, which we've seen him do, then they sit at 8-3, 9-2 after 11 games. What are you going to do?
That's a great question. And as good as Deshaun Watson is, and he is, he has no playoff wins. Jimmy G's been to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean, come on.
I mean, like yes. If you look at the resume, and you're right, if you're 8-3, are you really making a change? I know you paid him, but are you really you're gonna take out Jimmy G? That would be hard, and you're probably right. You don't want that. Because you've already invested so much into Deshaun.
You can't take a controversy on top of the controversy.
Yes.
That's picking at a scab.
I didn't even think of it that way. I just thought, hey, you know, we need somebody. 11 games is a lot of the season, right? Almost three quarters, right, of the season, or 66% or something like that. And you can't afford to fall in that hole. And you just can't. The schedule's too easy. You got to be able to win those games. And I'm not saying win all six or whatever. But if you're 4-2 in that first six, right?
Yeah.
You're feeling like, okay.
You can live with that.
Right. And then you go 500 against the better teams through the next five games or whatever, you know, and you're 3-2 or 2-3. Well, you're right there.
When you look at it, they open at the Panthers. They got the Panthers, the Jets, the Steelers, the Falcons. You should be able to compete in those games.
That's what I'm saying, right?
They'll be favored in those games, right? Then you go to the Chargers. The Chargers come to you. I don't know. You got New England, who it looks like a dumpster fire right now.
Right.
Right? So after six, you're 5-1. Okay. Go to the Ravens. That's a tough loss. Right? You got the Bengals. That's a loss.
That could be a loss,
but
right?
Then you go out to sunny Miami. And the Tua Tagovailoa, challenge.
Right.
You should win that one. Right? Then you got the Bills and the Buccaneers. Something may happen. I mean, something may – crazier things that happen, but you're not expected to win those games. But if you get through that gauntlet and you've dropped four games, which would be Buccaneers, Bills, Bengals, and Ravens – maybe five, the Chargers? Is you 6-5? Right? Luck up and win one of those, 7-4? When you get Deshaun Watson back?
Right.
With the talent that they have, defensively and offensively, that is possible for them.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Our guy, Plexico Burress, the Super Bowl champ and co-host of Up On Game. Plax, what's happening? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing today, man?
What's good, Plax? What's happening, man? How you doing?
Man, out here just taking it easy, man. Out here in California, I'm trying to enjoy this good weather y'all got. Bit, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Hey, you're trying to enjoy it. Have you seen Tom Brady on the set of The Masked Singer since he's missing training camp? What do you make of this, Plaxico? Is this, if you found out that Tom Brady was shooting some sort of TV show and that's why he couldn't practice with the team, would that you lose some respect for him?
I mean, if that's what we're calling a personal matter, I guess there's a new meaning of dealing with personal issues off the football field. But just like you say, man, it's Tom Brady. It's the GOAT, man. He's the greatest of all time. But if I was a teammate and seen him up there on The Masked Singer, I really wouldn't have a problem with it, because I know one thing. Come Sunday, 1 o'clock, he's going to be ready to play.
Plax.
He's going to be able to get me the football and, you know, we're going to win some football games. But listen, I'm going to push back on you.
Wait, hold on, Rob. You can't ask a receiver. Okay, you can't ask.
They're selfish. That's right.
if Flags is like, look, as long as Tom Brady is at the game and he's throwing me the ball, we're good. You can do whatever show you want to do, but you can't ask no receiver that, man.
I don't care if he don't practice all week, but come Sunday 1 o'clock when he under center, it's about to go down.
Man, hey, when you're playing, you got to be committed. And if he's cutting corners because he's 45, that's a bad thing. Hey, let me ask you about the Deshaun Watson. I never thought that the 6 games were going to stand. I thought the NFL was going to ask for more. They kind of punted, and they had offered him 12 games originally. They settled with 11, and what's the fine? $5 million.
Yeah,
because
he was trying to circumvent it with that low $1 million contract for this year. What do you make of this? And Deshaun Watson, just even his comments, you know, now that this thing is finally over, what do you think?
You know, I had mentioned that, you know, it's time for him to, you know, move on from that. And I honestly believe that the more and more he continues to speak about it, the more he continues to bring it to light. Now he's getting ready to serve his 11-game suspension. He's going to serve a suspension. I think for him, it's time for him to move on and no longer speak on it. The public opinion is going to be what it is. He can't control that. And it's going to be some difficult times for him to get through going in, playing on the road in those arenas. People are going to be saying things. But he's going to have to be mentally tough, which in a way that we would never be able to experience. He's going to have to deal with it. But we all knew that he was going to get suspended before season. So he took the 11 games, which I think is fair. It's a $5 million fine, and he gets an opportunity to be on the field this year. I think it's a win-win situation for him not losing a whole another entire season.
And you're absolutely right about that. The problem I'm having with this is, like you said, he wants to move on. But when you come to a press conference and you make comments like, I'm going to stand on my innocence.
Yes!
And like you, when you start dropping those out there, you nullify the progress that's been happening where you're trying to put it behind you. And get, like, when you start saying, like, I'm standing on my innocence, I didn't do anything, I'm just going to move on with my life.
You can't keep doing that, Ephraim.
And whoever his publicist is or whose team is, either he's not listening to them or they need to be replaced. Because all people got from that press conference was, oh, he didn't learn anything. He's not remorseful. Right. He's not sorry. So it stirs the whole thing back up again.
Yeah, but I do think with people on the outside saying is that he's not remorseful, and then he's making the remarks, you know, I'm sorry for anybody that I hurt. I think that he's, you know, trying to reiterate that, you know, maybe some people were hurt, and that is his form of being remorseful, but he's standing on his innocence. But at the same time, he has to show some remorse without accusing himself of his own guilt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think once you're going to be suspended and the whole thing has come down, this has been a nightmare for him and derailed his career. I mean, let's just be honest. And you got to be contrite, and you got to, like, just say, hey, if I hurt people, I made a mistake, and I'm just going to accept this, and I'm going to be a better person.
No one's
going to hurt you.
That's it.
No one's going to come for you, Plax. No one. Everybody makes mistakes in life, but you got to own up to it in order for people to start the healing and the forgiveness.
And we're not – there's no admission of guilt here on my part to him. Obviously, something happened.
Something happened that some people weren't happy about.
They were not comfortable with.
Right.
Right? Well, on any level, whether it's one person, whether it's 20 people, something happened. And just to acknowledge that, apologize from it, and move on, yes. But the other grandstanding and all of that is just going to keep this on his back. And I know this young man wants to get on the field. He wants to play the game he loves, gets paid handsomely for it, and move on. But it seems like he just keeps getting his own way.
If I was in his corner, if I was his publicist, I would instruct him to basically say, listen, I'm not answering any more questions pertaining to the accusations and allegations. I'm moving forward. I'm serving a suspension because of the actions that have transpired. I'm moving on from that, and I'm trying to play football, period, right. Point blank.
That's it.
And there you go. Hey, we Plax, we got one last minute here. And if you're Jacoby Brissett, how are you feeling that, like, okay, like, I got,
what?
They won't give this guy, let him go out there and play. They're acting like he can't play. How would he feel right now? Like, you're the backup, the starter can't play, and they don't want me to play.
Hey, listen, I was saying the same thing to myself. Jacoby Brissett was just a starter in Indianapolis a couple of years ago. I guess he wasn't good enough for Indy, and then they bring in Carson Wentz, and now Carson Wentz is in Washington. He's been shipped out, and now you have Matt Ryan. This Jacoby is a quality backup quarterback.
Right.
It is the most coveted position in sports, of having a quality backup quarterback. Now, I'm hearing all these talks of bringing Jimmy G immediately and all of these other options. He is the best option for that football team right now that they have on the roster. He's going to go out and win some games. He's going to be effective, and he's going to be able to go out and manage and control the offense, which he showed us when he was in Indianapolis. Obviously, he wasn't good enough there. But if I was him, listen, all he has to do is go out and do and play football, prove everybody that he can be maybe even a starting quarterback, but he's a backup. Just go out and win 7-8 games, and everybody would just shut up.
There he is. Our man, Plaxico Burress, join us here on The Odd Couple. Make sure you check out their show. He's a co-host of Up On Game with LeVar Arrington. Of course, TJ Hooshman's out of Saturdays, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks, Plax. Have a great weekend.
All right,
thanks, Plax. Appreciate it,
no
brother.
Doubt.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.